Hi, and welcome back to On the Same Page with me, Lauren, and my two co-hosts,
Flo
and Shona.
This week, we are going to be talking about fan fiction. We're going to be talking a little bit about what it is, the pros, the cons, and some of the successes that have come from it as a genre. Flo actually has experience writing fan fiction. She used to do that when she was 14, I think. So Flo, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, 14-year-old me on Wattpad. That's the story. That's the start of the story. That sounds like fanfic in and of itself. But to start off with, I'm going to present a definition from Wikipedia, the most trusted of sources. And it says, fan fiction, also abbreviated to fanfic, is fictional writing written in an amateur capacity by fans, unauthorized by, but based on an existing piece of work of fiction. The author uses copyrighted characters, settings, or other intellectual properties from the original creators as a basis for their writing. Fanfiction ranges from a couple of sentences to an entire novel, and fans can retain the creators' characters and settings and or add their own. I like this sentence, which is, it is a form of fan labor, which is true.
Fan labor, oh my God.
Facts. Facts of fanfiction. But yeah, I was like 14, 13, maybe even 13, yeah, when I started writing fanfiction. There were two like TV shows that I liked, and I just started writing some fanfic for fun, and then it started gaining a bit of viewership, and then started ranking in like the Wattpad tables quite high, and then I shut it down. And then to this day, I checked my Wattpad for this. To this day, there are people that still message me asking me whether I'll update. And the last time I updated might have been like 2015, 2016.
Oh, wow. That's really like famous.
What? No, it got me into sixth form. So that's basically the story. I am tempted to put a little chapter out and just be like, hey, yeah, gonna continue this for you all. But no, I don't think I can be that cool. To myself, to be honest, I don't think I can handle writing fan fiction again. It's for me, I don't think it's not my best piece of work at all by any measure, but it taught me quite a lot about confidence, and just being able to take the first step with sharing a piece of work. Also encouraged me to like start sharing my original pieces of work. I know there are a lot of authors, like established authors like George R. R. Martin, who don't like fan fiction and don't think it's a very good exercise for writers starting out, but I found that it helped me find a community of writers that I liked and could share my work with. And even though I didn't write fanfic anymore, I will acknowledge that it was a thing that helped me get started. So yeah,
that was interesting about the definition, like going back a bit, amateur. I don't know, like, because for me, my perception of fanfiction is not great from what I've heard about other people. It's often like looked down upon and it's seen as like a lesser form of writing. But I suppose, as you said, Flo, like it making you more confident in talking, in writing and putting that out to people, that can't be a bad thing really, and helping you develop your writing. And maybe that side of fan fiction isn't like acknowledged as much.
Yeah, it definitely did help my confidence. And I don't know, amateur, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Lauren?
I think to a certain extent it's accurate, but the word amateur doesn't necessarily give enough credit to those writers. Like maybe more inexperienced or emerging writers would be a better term, because when you think of an amateur, you think of someone who's just frankly not very good at it, which I think is something that is probably quite wrong about a lot of the writers who do go to places like Wattpad or Tumblr to share their work. Because in a lot of cases, these writers are just looking for somewhere to share their stuff. And fan fiction tends to be kind of, it's not particularly cool when you think about it in a social context. But that's not to say that, or to diminish the fact that these are young writers who are writing something that they can relate to and that they're passionate about. And I think that the word amateur kind of discredits them in a way and kind of says, oh, well, you're not good enough to have a book deal or something like that. So this is kind of as good as you're going to get, which I think is almost a problem, because a lot of these people maybe need this support or this validation because they don't have access to a school or a home life that allows them to do that. And I think that that can be a very important step in establishing someone's career and their passion for writing that could take them into something else, like journalism, as we've all kind of ended up here.
Yeah. And sort of like, I don't know, my perception of people that write fan fiction is usually teenage girls. And I think it's very interesting that they're discrediting the work of teenage girls. Like, yes, it's like some are romantic. Yes, some are teenage girls' fantasies. All terribly written. It's all bad. But actually some like really good like young adult authors started out writing fan fiction. Did any of you like read The Mortal Instruments or that sort of series?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cassandra Clare, I think she started out writing Harry Potter fan fiction.
Really?
And she's like, I mean, I read her books when I was a young adult, but I think she's like a genuinely good author for that age group. And she's created brilliant worlds within that. And fan fiction gave her the platform or maybe the confidence to continue writing. And without fan fiction, she may not have written all of these books and given like young girls and boys like a lot of enjoyment from her writing.
Yeah, I think confidence is really what fan fiction provides to writers. Maybe like the anonymity in some aspect, just being able to write whatever you want without the sort of judgment of people around you. I actually had some friends that were writing fan fiction as well, some of which were Harry Styles fanfics, which were very popular at the time. But yeah, I feel like if I could relate to them on a certain level that we were writing fan fiction, but I feel like if anyone else knew that we were writing fan fiction at school, possibly that could have just annihilated any of my confidence with writing, even though I viewed it at the time as very much it's an exploratory thing that I was doing for fun. I was writing every single day. And I feel like that is something that I just, in my like adult life, I wish I could get into that habit again. And I'm trying to get back into that habit again. Like literally just refound something like a notebook of characters, character descriptions that I wrote when I was like 13. At the time I was writing fan fiction, like original characters. This wouldn't have made if I weren't like writing every day, being given the chance to explore my imagination and creativity. It was a very exploratory thing, like delving into my imagination. I guess some people would argue that writing fan fiction isn't delving into your imagination because you're taking characters, which I think is a valid point. I also think it's a valid point to say that, oh, actually you're exercising your creativity at the same time. I mean, I don't think there's a right or wrong way of viewing it. I think for me it was just a very personal thing of like actually taking the time to write every day, build up that confidence within myself. It made me think of so much original material as well, like in terms of like building my own characters, because when I was writing fanfic, I wouldn't be writing from the perspective of characters that were already in the book. I'd usually make my own character, give them like this massive backstory, like they're a D&D character or something, and then put them in that world in context and see how it changes them. I guess there's obviously a lot of different ways of going about writing a fan fiction. You could take the setting and then just have completely different characters. You could take Harry Styles and completely change him and put him in this like bad boy image. I'm not targeting after right now, but maybe I am. But like there's so many different ways of going about it. I mean, after in of itself, it's quite an interesting phenomenon. I don't think it's like the first time that like a fanfic of sorts has got like so popular it's been made into a film, but it was definitely a big thing. I think it was I talk about Wattpad quite a lot because that's just where my experience comes from, but I think it was the first big thing from Wattpad. But yeah, After, really interesting. If no one knows the plot of After, it originated as a Harry Styles fanfic. But Harry is completely detached. It's not like a realistic interpretation of Harry Styles in any form. It's Harry Styles if he was like a college student, lived in America, is mega toxic, and just a horrible human.
I suppose that's one of my problems that I found with fan fiction, because sometimes it is people's fantasies. It does tend to like normalize toxic relationships, or even sometimes in like the worst cases like sexual violence or like sex being a violent thing. And I think if you're like an 11-year-old stumbling across that on the internet, like can be quite damaging, but then so is stumbling across pornography. So yeah, I don't think fan fiction is entirely responsible for that, but there is that sort of dark side to it as well.
One thing I see, which is what I came across with After, to an extent, was this sort of trope that I think is replayed in so many fanfics of, oh, the female lead must heal the male lead. And
same with 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, which doesn't, again, like you were saying, it normalizes that behavior and that toxicity that really should just be like an immediate like red flag. It just doesn't read well to perpetuate those images. And you mentioned earlier, Shona, that like teenage girls are writing this. I reckon a lot of teenage girls, or just teenagers in general, are reading it. Again, I'm thinking of Wattpad right now, but Lauren, in our prep, you mentioned sort of Tumblr. That Tumblr is sort of, I mean, my experience of it is notorious for just being like, you'd fall into like a dark crevice of the internet. And yeah, I feel like that is just the second reincarnation of it, the fanfic moving to Wattpad. But yeah, it's not okay. And I feel like it sets really unrealistic levels, expectations towards relationships and how you should be treated in a relationship or not.
Yeah, it's very like that concept I think you kind of mentioned, which is quite prevalent, of that this bad boy who has a soft spot for this one girl. And it's like that idea of being that one soft spot that, you know, this person with all these complexities can still love one person kind of thing, which when you think about it in a social context is very both unrealistic and, like you said, very toxic. And it does create that image to a certain extent of like, oh, well, this is okay. And especially with like After and 50 Shades of Grey, like you guys mentioned, which came from Wattpad and then became big successes, it kind of further normalizes and creates this idea that like this kind of toxicity is okay and is normal, but we don't really look at it that way to a certain extent. It's like a very strange kind of space almost, where it provides people with the opportunity to write and do their own thing, but then kind of flow, as you mentioned in our prep as well, you start off writing for you and to be creative, but then as people want more of your writing, it becomes more of a burden than it does something for you, because everybody wants the next chapter and they want to contribute their ideas and be like, oh, well, maybe you should do this with the character. And I feel like to a certain extent that can change your vision and your kind of creativity in a sense, because you're still getting that praise, but there's also that criticism that's underlying that kind of comes with that in the way that people want to shape your story as well.
Oh yeah, there's criticism, there's also praise, a lot of people telling you to update a lot. For me, again, this is so based on personal experience, but there were like two factors involved. When I started out, again, I've mentioned it before, it was for fun. I was just enjoying writing and getting lost in that world and just discovering a bit more about my writing abilities and like testing things out. That experimentation really helped. The other part of it was when I went into writing my fanfics in particular, I didn't have a plan of where I was going to go with it. I was just doing it chapter by chapter, which is my fault for not, you know, I say my fault. I was like a young teenager. I don't think I needed to know this or anything. I think people should be given space to explore and make mistakes, but not knowing what structure the fanfic was going to take or where it was going to go, I was just doing it, just writing it. So that kind of added to my lack of like wanting to continue it, because I was like, there's a lot of people asking for more, but I know that what I'm going to put out isn't going to match their expectations because I don't know what I'm doing. So that was the issue with me, which isn't the case with a lot of like so many different writers. There's probably like a million other reasons why people stop writing fanfic or feel pressure from writing fanfic or just stop writing altogether.
Yeah, so I suppose another interesting part is being paid, but people are enjoying this and people are reading it like they would, you know, buy a book in a bookstore. And I think it's a lot of unpaid labor in fan fiction as well, that there's actually good writers out there, and then it's just maybe normalizing the fact that writers don't deserve to be paid that much or not at all. Is that something you consider, or am I like reading too much into it here?
It's actually really interesting that you brought this up, because at the time of when I was doing all that, didn't think about it, was just doing it for the sake of doing it, and I don't know, reaching out to a community of people. From like a writer perspective, I don't have like a clear cut answer on it because I didn't think about it. But from a reader perspective, I do definitely, well, when I used to read fanfic, I definitely did think about people not being paid for doing so much, because some people's chapters, they'd go over like 200, sometimes like 300. They were writing so much. And you get like the success story now and then, like after getting published, getting made into a film. So maybe that drives people like, oh, I can get to that level. Also, I think that just contributes to a very toxic hustle culture where you're like, do you like influencers? You see them, you're like, oh, I could do this. And then it's not the case. It's kind of like luck of the draw, whether you get the exposure and whether people tune into it and you have that popularity. You could be like the world's best writer and people would just not see you. That's how it is. It comes to sort of that point in my opinion. Like I read people's work and I'm like, I don't know the ethical, what ethics there are here that Wattpad have, I guess, or like.
But then also they're taking other people's work and using that as a platform true. As well. So
that is true.
Yeah. Because you mentioned George R. R. Martin being like, he gets like really annoyed by fan fiction. Which you would if you'd spent all of that time creating that world, yeah. creating those characters. But also, it's not like people, I suppose alternatively, for it being unpaid, people aren't taking then these worlds for their profit. They're just exploring it and they're just loving it. Like, people would have been doing it privately anyway before the internet. I think I said before this podcast, I bet like girls in the 60s were like writing fan fiction about the Beatles or whatever, or just like it, having that sort of world. Just because we can see it now, I feel like it's deemed as a lot worse. But I feel like people were probably always doing it.
When it comes to people writing fanfic, that is, they're taking these characters and like worlds from other authors. I can see it as being like, oh, that's really uncreative. I also think from the people that are writing it, like their perspective, I've always viewed it more as like a love letter to the writer, to their work. But I can also see from the author's perspective, it might be quite annoying, but it's a hard one to gather. And I guess when it comes to like unpaid writing, yeah, I definitely don't think if you've just taken someone's words and stuff, you should be paid for it. Cause that's like copyrighted material at that point. But say like after is a fanfic, right? And that took Harry Styles' likeness and then they just changed it when it got published. I mean, I think I feel like with that, the potential, like if it's not based on like sort of this like pre-crafted like entire world, whatever, there's probably scope for it to get paid in some form, at least.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I agree with everything that you said, especially about the taking other people's ideas and characters and making it your own. And I think it's one of those things, like one of you mentioned in our prep as well, that nothing's really truly original these days. Everything is derived from a fairy tale or history or something like that. So while it does in some senses lack the originality of creating something completely new, in some senses so do a lot of things. And I also think that relating to that point about unpaid labor, fan fiction tends to be very niche. And I think like the reason, for example, that After did so well was because it came from a time when One Direction and Harry Styles, and it was huge. And so there was already a fan base who were flocking to a version of said fan base. So I think that there's almost more room for success in certain areas that already have this group of people who want to delve more into that realm. And it almost kind of is this line between writing what you're passionate about and then writing in an area that you know will gain traction with people.
Well, that's quite interesting, because it probably gives like, I mean, we're assuming everyone that writes fan fiction here are young girls, but say you're a young girl writing fan fiction, I suppose it gives people that experience they need if they want to become writers in the future. You know, to some extent, if you want to be a successful author, you've really got to understand that if your writing and your stories doesn't have a place in the market, then you're probably not going to get published. And I think sort of, I hate it. I hate that hustle culture. I think writing should be just for what it is, and good writing should be published and rewarded no matter what. But fortunately, we don't live in that world. And perhaps it's given, you know, young girls that ability to be like, okay, right, if I want to make this my dream, like, they're learning there, and then they can make that their dream when they're older. And they're like, even if they're not interested in fan fiction, even if they're so embarrassed about the fact they used to write fan fiction, they can be like, but at least I sort of know how to do that from that.
I think that also kind of the issue with that is that, not to name names of certain controversial authors, but you hear these stories of people who wrote a book and they sent it to publisher after publisher after publisher, and it's not until the 200th copy or something that someone finally says yes to it. So it's almost like, by having a platform like Wattpad where you can just write, you still get that gratification of someone being able to read your work. And maybe you're not being compensated in the same way, but you're also not going through all of that rejection of trying to find a publishing company that thinks that this is something different and original that will go well in the market. Because at the end of the day, a lot of books are unfortunately what's going to sell well. It's not about the quality of the writing on its own. It's about originality and whether or not there is a place for that, which then kind of takes away from a lot of writers who may be really skilled but don't have the same scope or creativity that allows them to create something completely original and unique.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I've never really thought about it like that, actually. But I suppose it's, yeah, like, what sort of, like, how did the feedback, like the positive feedback anyway, make you feel, Flo, like when you were like 14 years old? Like, take yourself back.
Dark times. just kidding. Definitely you take it with a pinch of salt, to be honest, because it's like anonymous at the end of the day. So it's like, people might not be necessarily praising your character that you've come up with or your work, right? They might just be thanking you for keeping the story alive if it's on hold. You know, like if a season ends, they're like, oh, what's going to happen next? Like, they're just trying to fill a void at that point. So maybe that's what they're thanking you for. So, I mean, the praise, like, there was also criticism, which I rightly accept. I am one of those people where I'm like, my fanfic was the worst. Like, it is awful writing. I remember showing my sister it when I was writing it. And like, to this day, she'll quote things and I'll be like, stop. You stop right now. I've definitely learned a lot from fanfic. I made some mistakes, and I take it in my stride. I mean, as much as like praise is great, it's just human nature. Like, you want people to appeal to your positive face and to tell you that you want people to say nice things to you, because we have this constant need to be approved of. And I think on Wattpad, when I was taking like some praise, I don't think I fully like took it in, because I was just like, oh, at the end of the day, I don't know, it's a bit strange because it was Wattpad, I think, and I didn't know the people. I guess that's the case with writing, I guess. So this is going to be a completely different point, but I was thinking about like fanfic that isn't even thought of as fanfic really in our everyday lives. This last month I went and saw Wicked, which is like based on The Wizard of Oz, but it's like a prequel following Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, and Glinda. It's like a prequel, yeah. It's like, essentially, would that not class as fanfic?
That's true, because it's not by the original guy that did The Wizard of Oz. I suppose that's everything. Everything just gets adapted over time.
I've never thought about that. That's a really good point.
And it's great. It's honestly great. It's getting turned into a film. Like, it is one of the most highly praised musical theatre shows ever.
I've got an interesting question, though. Who's it written by? Is it written by someone who's esteemed within, like, musical theatre? Is it written by a man?
Oh, it is. Yeah, no, so it's a musical with music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz and a book by Winnie Holzman.
Okay, that's, again, not to get all sort of feminist about this, but it's hard not to. I think why fan fiction is probably, I mean, some are just absurd and ridiculous, and some fan fiction is, but I don't know, it's because it's a majority, a group of teenage girls or women or teenage boys or boys like writing, and I think that's why it's probably looked down on quite a lot. I think people are scared when like teenage girls come together and write stuff and have their own world that older men don't understand. And that's probably why it's been given, not the whole reason, but a little bit why people look down on it so, so much, is probably because there's older men like not liking that these women have got a world, or these teenage girls have got a world within themselves that doesn't include what they consider as good and what they consider as high art and good writing.
Yeah, and I think that kind of another reason why maybe it's looked down upon is because when you think of like fan fiction, it's almost like it's a fantasy, it's not real. Something like Wicked, which probably is considered, like you said, a fan fiction, it's derived off of something else, it comes from these other characters, but it's not something like, oh look, I've just met Harry Styles, this is what he was like. Like there's almost like a difference in kind of seriousness in terms of, oh well, this is me fantasizing about a celebrity or this, and that's why that's not taken as seriously. Whereas if you'd have put Wicked on Wattpad, it probably would have been on Wattpad, but it would have been taken more seriously because it's like, oh well, this is something based around something that we consider in society to be of value.
Well, there's a lot of stuff like on fan fiction sites like that. I feel like, you know, the sort of the sexual stuff or like the fantasy stuff like gets a lot of rep, but actually like there's a lot of good writers. Like, so say for Sherlock Holmes, for example, like people are continuing those stories and writing about their own like their own crime stories, because obviously Arthur Conan Doyle is dead now and can't write anymore. Same thing's happening with James Bond books. Like Ian Fleming is dead, but Anthony Horowitz is still carrying on that James Bond world, and people in fan fiction are doing exactly the same thing as well, and just as seriously. I think they're not make it's not this daft thing, and
they'll call it an adaptation or an adaption. They won't call it fanfic. There are so many things that we're surrounded by that we don't consider traditionally fanfic, because I think people like to pick and choose what they call fanfic and it, like an adaptation. And again, that line of, I don't know, I guess the respect, the levels you'd have towards who's writing it,
yeah,
or where it's published or where it goes. It's quite sad if you think about it.
Fan fiction's definition as well has come from this Wattpad world, but like you were saying, there's so many different platforms for fan fiction. You know, the Wattpad, you write it and it goes out, isn't the only way that it's, you know, there. Like I feel like some things have become fanfics of each other. I feel like fanfic has come to sort of represent that Wattpad like world, as you say, but actually Wicked is just fan fiction, but it's just not labeled as such because we understand that as an adaptation.
Yeah, it's all about that connotation, and like you said, that line between fan fiction and adaptation. And there's, you classify fan fiction as something, it almost kind of, it comes across as like, oh, fan fiction is like obsessive, you need to, and you need an outlet for that. But it's not. There's all these things that, again, society is telling us are okay versus not okay based on who's writing them. And
I've got a question about like the line between, because we've been talking about this like very fine line between adaptation and fanfic, and how they're regarded. If you think about like the fairy tales, like the classical fairy tales, like, are Disney not just writing fanfics then at that point? Because they're really picking and choosing and then adding characters as well. Like, essentially, like, the bare bones of it. Like, take the Legend of Mulan and then look at, like, the Disney version and what they've added to it. Like,
or The Little Mermaid in Hans Christian Andersen's book, was there a singing lobster called Sebastian? Exactly. I don't think so.
It's basically fanfic at that point, but it's palatable because
it's got a market for children.
The term fanfic itself creates this connotation of, it's like, oh, it has to fit within this little bubble of like a circle of fans who, you know, have stan Instagram pages and stuff like that. And it has to come from them. But if a, you know, esteemed director were to write something about Harry Styles, which I'm sure they, you know, most likely wouldn't, but if they were, it wouldn't be fan fiction.
Take Greta Gerwig's Barbie movie. Because Greta Gerwig is an Oscar nominated, you know, and rightly so, she's fantastic, and she's essentially like fan fiction in Barbie, and everyone sort of knows it. Like, everyone knows that this is all an interpretation of that world, and like everyone's here for it. And I don't know, like I think that's just really, really interesting when like a sort of, you know, an art house indie director does something like that.
So that is it for episode 3 of On the Same Page. We hope you enjoyed listening to our fan fiction analysis. It definitely went a little bit deeper than we had initially planned, but always a good conversation. Next time is our last episode, most likely. Our time at Voice is unfortunately coming to an end and we're in our last month. So kind of in celebration of that, we are going to be doing a book-themed award show episode where we'll be talking about different categories, for example, best female protagonist, talking about why this would be given to that person kind of in terms of society and influentialness, if that's a word. So we will be doing that. We will be putting these polls out on social media so that you can get involved and you can vote. And then we'll be coming back at the end of next month to give you the results and as a nice little formal goodbye from our time at Voice.
Nothing like talking about or arguing about who was robbed in what category to end.
And we thought Oscar season was over.
No. Bringing it back.
Bye. Bye.